Sefolufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday afternoon. Joining me now, Kelly Lyle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kelly, a lot to dig into with you. I want to get your thoughts from the Mountain West Media Days in Las Vegas. But, of course, you got Rams fans going a little crazy today because of the news we're hearing from Texas and Oklahoma that maybe we're a couple of weeks away from them joining the SEC. Well, we have Rams. We have a Rams fan page that's called CSU to the Big 12. How likely would that be that the Colorado State Rams finally get in where a lot of these fans are dreaming?
Well, you know, it's certainly, again, a possibility, again, I guess. You know, there's a lot of people that think Texas and Oklahoma are doing a little saber-rattling just for the heck of it because they can, and to remind the rest of the world that they're, you know, how relevant they feel they are. You know, but if I could see it actually happening, though, Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC, and if that does happen, then the Big 12 has to do something to remain relevant itself. Because they just can't sit and, you know, the eight teams that would be left just aren't all that attractive to the rest of the world. They become, you know, I guess maybe a little bit better than the American and the Mountain West, but not a lot. I mean, you know, you have some Oklahoma State, you have Kansas basketball, you have some big brands in there, but not significantly better than what a lot of the group of fives, especially those top two group of fives, Mountain West and American, offers. So I think, yes, if Texas and Oklahoma move ahead with that, the Big 12 is going to be scrambling to just stay alive, to stay afloat. And they're going to have to reach out, and I would think they would reach out to a minimum of four teams to try to get to 12 and actually match their name again. And Colorado State would certainly seem to be one that would be in the mix. The horrible thing, if you're a Rams fan about all this, is CSU is really on the football stage, which is really all anybody cares about in these things, as you can tell, because Kansas has a great basketball program but gets kind of left out of the discussion all the time when these things happen. Colorado State's made itself kind of irrelevant in these discussions with its football program in recent years. It does not have a high-profile program anymore. They're not winning games. They're losing games. They have a, you know, their head coach doesn't show up for the conference's media days. I, you know, obviously he had some personal things to attend to. I hope it wasn't, he said it wasn't anything emergency level when he did participate via Zoom. But those little things all start to add up. You know, if you've got a coach with a marquee name, like when Jim McElwain was here, even Mike Bobo in his early years, that helps. If you've got, you know, the new stadium, the excitement of it's already waning. COVID certainly didn't help. And so it's tough. This is certainly a great market for a Big 12 school in a lot of ways. It fits a lot of what I would think the Big 12 would be looking for, but that football side of things is not where they want it to be. And, you know, Boise State, BYU, schools like that start looking a heck of a lot better when you break it down that way.
Yeah, you certainly look at Boise State, and as a school, not just football, but San Diego State, sure, with the basketball program, would be interesting there. We'll be breaking into that. I would say 5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe seven, when McElwain had this thing rolling, and then even Bobo in his first year was 7-6, not terrible, getting to bowl games. Yeah, we would have had a darn good shot, but you're right. After the last few seasons, it seems less than likely. Okay, let's go back to the Mountain West Media Days. We saw the report about Coach Addazio, and then mainly just getting that the fact that it's personal reasons. So did he not elaborate, I guess, with you guys in the Zoom call why he wasn't there? How much did he really go into that?
He just, you know, I asked him because I was honestly, as were some other people, concerned, you know, boy, somebody cancels out of something like that at the last minute and you get concerned, you know, I hope everything's okay. I hope the family's all right. He said it was some personal matters to attend to and he chose not to elaborate beyond that, but he said it wasn't anything life-threatening or emergency level type personal matters. So I don't know what they were. I do know that I've been going to these things since 2008, and this is the first time a coach has been a no-show. Wow. I'm told it's the first time ever in football that a coach hasn't participated in person in the media days. It happened once in basketball way back, and Billy Bano's AD at UNLV actually suspended him for multiple games for skipping it. he got fired later that year anyway, so which is, I think, why he skipped it. He knew he was going to get fired and didn't want to address the media about it ahead of time. But, yeah, it's not a good look. And, again, I don't, without knowing the reasons, I don't want to get too critical. It's a bad look for Colorado State, but I don't know the reasons. And, you know, family is important. Steve Adazio makes it clear family is extremely important, as it should be. So, you know, it may very well be very, very justified. It just doesn't look good from the outside.
You're right. It doesn't look good from the outside, especially when, you know, he's not saying it's a life-threatening thing. However, we do know that there can be several things going on, what that may be, that might cause him to. But you're right. It's very strange, especially when this is really, I mean, yeah, they played, what, four games last year. This feels like the first year for Coach Adazio, more so than last year.
I think so, and I've said all along to judge Steve Adazio on 2020 would be so grossly unfair. To judge any college football coach on 2020, especially those that struggled, just doesn't seem fair because there were so many obstacles put in their way. Things were so different than they had ever been before for these people. You know, Steve Adazio is a guy that's been a college football coach for over 35 years. You know, he's been at a lot of different programs. He's been all over the country. He's never had to deal with anything like this. None of these guys have. So I don't think putting any significant stock on that 1-3 season is really fair in general. So I'm anxious to see what Steve Adazio will really be like as a coach as the Rams move forward into the 2021 season. I certainly hope that things will be a little closer to normal. I have my fears because one of the other things that came out as we were being told the day before the media days started was we all had to wear masks again, vaccinated or not, because Southern Nevada's health district is cracking down because they're concerned about rapid rise in cases and the spread of the Delta variant.
No.
If that, you know, I just saw Larimer County had new outbreaks reported for the first time in several weeks, and, you know, the case rates have doubled. That kind of stuff starts getting concerning, whether you're vaccinated or not, because unfortunately, whether, you know, yes, it's a personal choice, and people that don't get vaccinated put themselves at more risk, but because we still can't vaccinate children under the age of 11, there is that concern that we really do need to do what we can to kind of keep them safe until we are able to vaccinate them. And a significant number of the new cases that I'm seeing when I check Larimer County stats are in people under the age of 12.
Yeah, Kelly Lyle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And when we saw this, too, with the Mountain West, that they won't reschedule any of the postponed games. They won't postpone games for COVID this year either. So I guess it was kind of what the case was last year, wasn't it, more or less?
Well, last year they did try to reschedule games, and they put a threshold, and they didn't. If you didn't play it because of a COVID issue, it was a no contest. It was not a forfeit.
Yeah,
this year, it will be a forfeit. Craig Thompson made that very clear. The coaches all seem to be very in favor of that. Everyone I talked to was very much about. They said, you know, last year we didn't know about this. We didn't know what people could do to protect themselves. We didn't know how to control it. They go, we have a solution now. It's a vaccine, and it seems to be very effective. And so if people choose not to get the vaccine, that is a personal choice they're making, but it puts your team at risk. And there's a competitive advantage to having a higher rate of vaccination on your team than the opponent as you're getting ready for a game, because those guys that are identified as close contacts, they don't have, first of all, your team, vaccinated players don't have to be tested at the same level that they're going to require for the unvaccinated. Unvaccinated players are going to have the same test protocols as last year. Three to four tests a week. One has to be a PCR-based test. And anybody identified as a close contact of them who has not been vaccinated is going to have to go into quarantine. And there are teams, you know, I know Utah State's coach suggested their numbers are close to like at the 60% range for vaccination. I know Boise State's nowhere near what they're hoping for. They're somewhere below 70%, I know. I don't know the exact number because they declined to give it. But there are some schools that could put them at a huge disadvantage. Steve Adazio said Colorado State was in good shape. He wouldn't give an exact number. But indications I have is that they are quite possibly one of the seven programs that is over the 88% mark, which is that Craig Thompson gave. He said seven of the 12 conference schools are above that, and I think Colorado State may be one of them. Craig Bull flat out told me Wyoming is one of them. They're at about 90%. 80%. And those things are going to matter.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Kelly Lyle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kelly, I just got a few seconds here. Did you see the variant logo or whatever, the cool new Ag Day helmets? Does the Ram kind of look, well, kind of like a UNC logo, but also like a, kind of looks like a duck to me. But I don't know. That's me. What did you get a chance to look at it?
You know, I only saw the head-on view. I was looking at some tweets, and I got busy with some other stuff in and around interviews yesterday in Las Vegas, and so I never got a chance to look at the full thing. From the head-on view, it looked really cool. You know, the orange face mask and kind of that, you know, that it looked great, but I didn't get a chance to kind of go through the whole slideshow and see the profile. So, that kind of stuff's great. I love that the Rams are doing that and trying to be cutting edge, and obviously getting some help from Under Armour, their sponsor, to pull some of that off. But push comes to shove, you just got to win football games. I mean, that's really what matters. Alabama and Notre Dame aren't worried about the uniforms they're wearing. They're wearing the same things they wore back in the 30s, and they're doing pretty well as football programs. So, you know, that might help you with recruiting. It might help you with selling merchandise. It doesn't help you win football games.
It will help you sell merchandise. I'm with you there, because I even though I don't like the face here, it does remind me of a duck. Take the horns off, and that's Donald Duck, man. But I would buy. I'm down to buy that stuff. I love kind of quirky looking stuff like that. But Kelly, been enjoying your write ups, man. We're getting into that mode. I'm excited to get into football mode. Get out to some games. See you out there. That'll be great. And we'll keep our eyes out for the Fort Collins, Colorado one.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man. That's Kelly Lyle. Talking all things CSU. And it is interesting. And again, my first thought with Coach Addazio, it's like, man, I hope it wasn't something, you know, extremely serious with his family. But Colfax, let me just say this. Even if it's not life-threatening to someone in your family, there can be an issue where it's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Not sure what that is, but I have to believe this was not any kind of, I don't want Steve Addazio, from everything I've known about this guy so far, is that he likes to talk about his team. He likes to hype this team. So my brain goes immediately to, it's got to be for a damn good reason. And it doesn't have to be life-threatening. There can be several things that can take you away from something like this. It doesn't happen. As Kelly said, never maybe happened. It doesn't happen often for sure. But of all the coaches that I've known for CSU in my short time of covering the program, since McElwain really getting into it, that's when we started the show, it seems like Addazio of all of them would be there, because he's the guy that forms the fists and makes the Rams, and you want to do push-ups when you hear him talk. He's all about that.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
He's that guy. He did the YouTube thing. Like, of course he would be there. So that's where my brain goes. He would definitely be there. Something that, you know, we're never going to know. We're never going to know. And until we do know, I'm just going to assume it was extreme enough to keep him from going. 12:51 the time. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show, or the first hour. We're going to bring in Ellison Hubbard. Maybe he knows. We won't press him on that one. CSU defensive lineman. I've said it 4 million times on the show because it's true. That D-line is going to be nasty this year. So watch out, man. They're nice guys when you talk to them on the phone. Ellison's the nicest guy as they come, but I do not want to make that guy mad, or Scott Patchen, or any of these guys. So we'll talk to Ellison coming up in just a moment. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.